So when we think about the early church, we often think that, you know, every leader in the early church was so perfect. Every leader in the Bible was so perfect. But, you know, we know here's David, a man after God's own heart. And what happens to David? He stumbles with Bathsheba. And he, in repentance, he comes back. He stumbles in sexual sin and in murder. And God uses him. And we find that even as we have a journey of raising up revival leaders and ordained leaders, there is no Pollyanna. There is no utopia because we're on this side of reality before Christ comes back. But in general, an ordination process really does work. And most of the time, people who are trained and ordained, called, confirmed, do very well in ministry. Now, there are times when they don't. And the fact of the matter is we should not be discouraged. And I want to give you an example of that, lessons we can learn from the ordaining of the first seven deacons. Now, the first one, well, first of all, to talk about these first seven, we read in Acts 6, verse 5, the proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. So there's the names. So what happens to them? Really, it's excellent. Well, Stephen, as we know, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit, preached Christ fearlessly, proclaimed Christ boldly to the leaders of the Jews, Acts 7:59-68:1. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell to his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold the sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep, and Saul was there, giving approval to his death. I think it's so interesting that how the plot of the early church thickens. Seven deacons are appointed. Diakonos, diakonoi were appointed. And the first one preaches this amazing sermon. And the result of this amazing sermon is that he is the first martyr. The first martyr beyond Christ Jesus is a deacon. Fascinating. And Saul, who later has changed his Roman name, Paul, is there when he is being killed. Number one. Philip the evangelist, one of the 70, preached, performed miracles in Samaria, witnessed to the Ethiopian eunuch, which started the Ethiopian church. Get this, the Ethiopian church was started by a deacon. That is really interesting. You could be called to start an entire church in an entire area that doesn't know Christ. Later in his life, he lived in Caesarea Maritima, where he raised four daughters who prophesied. So he raised four daughters in ministry. That was Philip. Prochorus and Nicanor. Prochorus, and again, now we have tradition, historical records that talk about this, and I know that we don't have like the scripture evidence to demonstrate all this, but I'm just going to share with what tradition talks about. It was, by tradition, a nephew of Stephen, that was one of the 70 from, it was one of the 70 from Luke 10, started out as a deacon. Notice, first assignment as a deacon, ministry leader, later ordained to be the bishop of Nicomedia in northern Turkey of today. I find that fascinating, ordained as a deacon and then later ordained as an elder, a bishop, in the northern part of Turkey. Nicanor, great early leader, who tradition says suffered martyrdom in 78 AD. Now, Timon and Parmenas. Timon, Hellenized Jew evangelist, became a bishop of Basra, Syria. He preached and brought upon himself the condemnation of a local governor who put him to death with fire. Interesting. Don't you feel the intensity here? You know, a lot of times we think the Apostle Paul, you know, he was martyred. Peter, the apostles were martyred, but so were many of the early deacons, the leaders. Parmenas, evangelist in Asia Minor, became the bishop of Soli, suffered martyrdom in 98 AD under the persecution of Trajan. Okay, so this Emperor Trajan put him to death. Here's one that I find fascinating. Nicholas, native of Antioch, convert to Judaism. Now, here's some different, okay? And maybe, and I pray, this is not ever any deacon that we ordain at Christian Leaders Institute, but I'm not of the opinion that there will not be problems because Satan is attacking and Satan may attack you. So here's what we hear about Nicholas. A native of Antioch, convert to Judaism, jealous of his beautiful wife and reproved by the apostle, got into wife sharing and then was given to all sorts of immorality. In fact, Irenaeus writes about him and about his followers. The Nicolaitans are the followers of that Nicholas who was one of the seven first ordained to the diaconate by the apostles. They led lives of unrestrained indulgence, and the character of these men is very plainly pointed out in the Apocalypse of John. Remember in John about the seven churches, talking about some who follow the practices of the Nicolaitans, and you can look that up. When they are represented as teaching them as a matter of indifference to practice adultery and to eat things sacrificed to idols. So here's a guy who is ordained a deacon, and you can look him up in like Wikipedia or so forth and research him, and here is a deacon who fell away. So as Christian Leaders Institute helps the process of ordination of deacon ministers, we are aware there is a spiritual warfare out there, and we are asking you to stay close to the Lord. We know that no one is perfect. We know that you will struggle like I will struggle. The training, a walk with God, a mentor, leadership, testing time, the Holy Spirit, all these things will help you. But even of the first seven deacons, there were great victories, conquests for Christ, but there's also one deacon who shows us that we have to stay diligent in our walk with God. So what are the implications? Well, the first implication is these deacon ministry roles. What starts as a simple ordination as a deacon, a servant steward, opens up into many powerful examples of ministry. And we see that in those early leaders. They were started as deacons, and later some of them became the Bishop of Soe, for instance. Many denominations have licensing first. Interesting. And then ordination after several years. CLI now encourages the licensed spirit to begin right away as you explore your ministry calling in your studies. So we look at it this way. You start at Christian Leaders Institute. You complete the Christian Basics certificate, and hey, start the seed, the credential, be ordained as a simple local Christian Leaders Alliance deacon connected to your local church as a minister. Number two, preparation for later leaders. Often leaders start out as a deacon and then progress to more responsibility. So that's how we believe this here too, is you're going to be tested. And you know what I like about being tested right away? Is if you're Nicholas, you will start your training. Maybe you've got all this enthusiasm right now, and then all of a sudden you fall away. You know what I believe? Since the training at Christian Leaders Institute is free, if you all of a sudden fall away, you're going to quit your classes and you are out of here. So the testing starts right away. And here's another thing I believe, is once you are ordained as a simple deacon minister after this class, there will be spiritual warfare that will test you immediately. Let's get the testing going right away. Let's find out who you really are in Christ. Number three, I'm actually bringing this point up already. spiritual attack will test deacon ministers and your study at CLI. The story of the life of Nicholas is a warning to every deacon minister. Revelations 2 verse 15. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teachings of Nicolaitans. Repent therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and fight against you with the sword of my mouth. So, the ordination thing doesn't mean you've arrived. All it means is that you are on a great start in your journey, and the testing will begin. And as we anticipate, like 6 out of the 7 deacons were used in a wonderful way by the Lord in bringing revival in the ministry of the early church, we expect that you will do very well. And this, in a sense, ordination, as many denominations give a license, you know, you have the license to start doing ministry. You are actually going to be ordained after this class. And then you'll be tested. And our hope is that you don't turn out like Nicholas, but you turn out like Stephen, or you turn out like Philip and Nicanor and others who live for God and serve Christ and proclaim the gospel to their last breath. That's my hope and prayer for you. And I want to just encourage you as you take your next step in being recognized as a deacon minister.